Broken Unaware.
When I was younger, I had a friend who I loved being with so much that we were practically inseparable. We were together all the time. We went to school together. We went to church together. We caught the same bus to school together. We were in school band together. And when we had spare time after school and on the weekends, we spent it at each other's houses. We just loved one another's company so much. We were so inseparable that whenever my friend wasn't around, people would ask me, "Where's your other half?" It was like we were two halves of one whole. Have you ever had a friend like that? Now, I didn't find this friend until high school, and we actually aren't friends like that anymore. But many people find a friend like that when they're younger as well. This kind of love that you have for a friend, this best friend, is called philia in the Bible, in the ancient Greek. It's the BFF kind of love. Philia is not a romantic love. It's a word for loving a friend intimately, personally, having compassion and affection for this friend. Some people think that this kind of love is even more important, more strong than a romantic love. Do you think that you could have a friend like that? Do you think you could feel philia, love for somebody? Do you think that you could feel philia love for more than one person? Two? What about a whole crowd of people?
The Bible verse for today is...
John chapter 13, verse 35. If you love each other, everyone will know that you are my disciples. Jesus said that, and the word that he used in ancient Greek was not storge, the family love this time, but it was philia. If you love each other like best friends, everyone will know that you are my disciples. Jesus is talking about Christians again. He wants us Christians to love each other like best friends. He's not saying be best friends with people who your age or be best friends with people who are similar to you. He's saying to the Christians, love each other. That is, love everyone. Why is he saying this? He wants us to be best friends with each other, to have a really deep friendship with one another, so that when people who don't believe in Jesus look at us Christians and see how we're loving one another, he's thinking that from the outside, they will look at us and say, ah, you guys are Jesus disciples. I asked a group of high schoolers if they thought that Christians should be different from non-Christians. These high schoolers weren't sure because they know Christians and they look exactly the same as normal people at first glance. But if you look deeper, if you get to know a Christian a bit more, you might find out that they have something extra, something that shows that they are a disciple of Jesus. Jesus wants that thing to be philia, a deep love, a deep affection, a deep personal concern for other people, for lots of other people. Dear God, thank you for philia and help us Christians to love lots of people in that way. Amen. Time to chat. This episode is pretty much finished, but when we believe in Jesus, we will always continue chatting about him because he's just so good. If you aren't sure what to discuss, why not ask each other some of these questions? What made you feel good listening to the Bible passage today? Did anything worry you or confuse you? Did anything not make sense? And what did you learn that you didn't already know? Why not take time each day to pray together too? Maybe now, maybe before bed, or sometime in between? Enjoy chatting together, enjoy praying together, and until next episode, keep living for Jesus.